Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little
oil in it. Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. It is Monday, November the 25th. Why do I always with the November word? November.
Yeah, you November, got one more burr. You got one more burr next month. You going to make it through 24?
Oh, you know that's my favorite burr.
Oh, okay.
December. Now see, Telly, I've been trying to leave you alone, but you going to make me bust out with it.
Oh, no. You right. You've been leaving me alone.
Don't want.
I appreciate
okay,
that,
okay, you
too.
Almost got me started. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. Good Monday morning.
Good Monday morning. Good morning, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
Ms. DT, what it do? Good morning. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning.
Well, it is definitely going to be a good morning. And if there's nothing else that you want to celebrate, how about this for good news? Today is really like Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, y'all.
Yeah, you can't say that most Mondays, DT. That's a good point. You halfway home, y'all.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Because most places, like, they'll let you, your last day will be Wednesday, right? Or is it Tuesday? Well,
some people will allow their teammate what they call now Thanksgiving Eve. So for some folks, today is Friday Eve.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is the last day before they celebrate Thanksgiving. Now, I know I will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday. So I'll be in the studio, and then DT and DT Jr., he would kill me if he heard me say that. Let me go ahead and say it because I know he's DT Jr., i.e. my son, or a.k.a. my son. And Ernie will be hitting the road. We'll be leaving Milwaukee after the show and heading to Evansville, Indiana.
Heading to Evville. I'll be heading to...
Oh, my bad. I forgot Telly. We got to stop at the Cheese Castle, but that's neither here nor there. I got that off my chest on Friday. But yes, go ahead.
That's funny.
Damn Cheese Castle.
Yeah. Me and my family will be heading to East St. Louis, and we will be having Thanksgiving at one of my mom's two surviving sisters. We're going to have it at her house. So my mom had, her oldest sister is still alive at 95.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And she looks great.
That's amazing.
Yes. And looks great. Can still get around and everything. And her youngest sister is where we're having Thanksgiving dinner at. So that should be fun. That should be cool.
Yes.
And then I'll be heading to Indiana myself. On Saturday. Bloomington.
What part?
Bloomington.
Let's go, Big Red. Big Red, let's go.
Yes, I'll be heading to Bloomington for
the
big rivalry
game. Hoosiers.
Yes, Purdue versus Indiana.
Who are they playing?
Purdue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so, like the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, it's going to be.
That's like Kendrick and Drake.
It really is. If you know, you know, right?
What? That's, look, you know I know.
Right, right. But DT, I ain't been the same since
Bobby Knight. R.I.P. Bobby Knight.
I had a moment this weekend. So this weekend I was in Minneapolis and for the Penn State Minnesota game, and yeah, that was, you know, my normal thing. But yesterday I came back, got back yesterday morning, and my daughter had senior pictures. And
nice.
And let me tell you, I think some dust almost got in my eyes a couple times because it is just so hard to believe that I have a senior in high school.
Did you say dust in your eyes?
Yeah, I think I had a little dust in my eye. The wind was blowing a lot yesterday.
Oh, of course. Of course it was dust in your eye.
But no, it was cool, though. It was really cool, though. But yeah, I mean, I know it's been, you know, a minute for you, but when your kids take those senior pictures, does it kind of sit in like, man, they ain't your kids no more. They pretty much grown. I mean, they always going to be
your kids.
There's
an array of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an array of emotions that I experienced. The first emotion after the second one left was excitement. You know, it was pride. And then when they actually, so when you and your wife have the empty nest, I'm telling you right now, at first you're going to be like, we got the whole house to ourselves, and it's going to hit you. Now, for your wife, and I wish somebody would have told me, it's going to be very emotional for her. Because, you know, it's just that thing with the moms, when the babies leave the nest, it's just very emotional. So you're going to have to be ready for a lot of tears.
Oh, or man.
Some moods. Yeah, because I cried every day after Darren left and I was officially an empty nester. And that's actually kind of what motivated me to start my business, my company, is I was like, now what do I do? What do I do now?
Yeah.
Because you put so much into your children, especially those last like 2 years before they go to college. It's just like that's everything you focus on.
Yeah.
The preparing them for their exams and preparing them for their college entry exams and all this stuff. And then they're gone and you're just like, you and your wife going to be looking at each other like, okay, now what?
It's so funny.
Like, we
got to
spend time with each other.
Hey, it's funny how life works because for the longest during their teenage years, I can't wait you get out of here, get into it, this, that, and the other. And then when it's time to leave, oh, I want you to go.
Yep. That's exactly how it's going to be. So I would say be prepared for at least 6 months of just.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. A lot of emotional support that you both will need, but your wife, that's just part of being a mom. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
And I wish somebody would have told me that.
Thank you for the heads up, because I'm focused on how I'm going to feel, but I probably need to be focused more on how she is going to feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of being a girl dad, Telly, if y'all have not already, so maybe this is something you can consider when you and the family go to East St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, especially if you are a girl dad or a girl mom, if you don't do anything between now and the end of the Thanksgiving holiday, take your daughter, your niece, your goddaughter, your little cousin, your little sister to go see Wicked. I went to go see it Friday.
Mm.
Incredible.
Really?
What? Life-changing. So I have been a fan of Wicked in terms of the live performance aspect. I've seen it twice. I've been fortunate to see it in Chicago, and I guess, for lack of better words, the Broadway district or the theater district of Chicago. Also in New York. The movie, and you know, Telly, I'm not a fan of, you know, musicals that turn into movies. You know, I didn't like how they did my movie Color Purple. Wicked? Y'all, I literally, I wanted to stand up and just, it was, you know, it reminded me of when I saw Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls.
Mm.
I literally just wanted to stand up.
Wow.
And Cynthia Erivo, who plays, what is it, Elphaba, who is, you know, the Wicked Witch. If she don't get somebody's Oscar, go see Wicked. And the underlying message, it's so relevant. Telly, when I'm telling you, when you go take your daughters to go see that movie, they're going to be introduced or reintroduced, and they're going to have a lot of light bulbs and a lot of aha moments. And it's so inspiring. And again, shout out to Cynthia Erivo. If you do not know her, she is a young Black actress. She's based out of her, you know, she's a Brit. She's a British person. Her voice, her acting, if she don't get some type of recognition for her performance, Ariana Grande, amazing. She did amazing. Everybody in that movie, Telly Hughes. Well, Ricky, you got what? Daughters and nieces, right, Ricky?
One stepdaughter and plenty nieces, yes.
Take them to go see Wicked.
Hey, on our YouTube message board, I think this is Lamnick. Lamnick agrees, says, we are going to see Wicked on Thanksgiving Day. I didn't get a chance to see the play, so I'm super excited.
Lamnick, when I tell you, okay, I'll put it to you like this, Lamnick, because I know you're an intelligent person. You wouldn't be if you weren't listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Lamnick, I am going to go see it again when I go to visit my parents. So I'm taking my mom and my daughter. My daughter's 29. Taking my mom and my daughter to go see Wicked.
Nice.
Actually, I'm going to invite my aunt too, my dad's sister. Yeah. That is how excellent this movie is. Because you know me, Telly, going to the movies, that's like, wait a minute, just to get in the door is $15.
Yeah.
We ain't got the popcorn yet. Because I have a whole menu. So here's my menu when I go to the movies, Telly. It's a non-negotiable. Big old bucket of popcorn, no salt, lots of butter. My Sour Patch Kids, my M&Ms with nuts, and my nachos with cheese, and my big Diet Coke. Now, I may not eat it all.
I was about to say.
Look at Telly's face. Y'all go to YouTube. Look at Telly's face. Go to YouTube. He was like, wait a minute, you're not done. What you thinking, Telly? What you think about my movie?
What I'm thinking is, there's no such thing as dinner and a movie because...
Telly's like, and that's why men don't take you to the movies.
I was like, did we have dinner before this? Or
Even if we go to dinner, I'm still ordering that.
You still
because I like
order
to have
that?
My options. So yeah, but it's funny now that I just saw your reaction, because I think the person who took my order, they gave me the same look too. Because I was like, okay, let me get some popcorn, no salt, extra butter. Let me get a Diet Coke. Oh, let me get the Sour Patch Kids too. And they're like, okay, and will that complete your? No. Let me get them M&Ms with the nuts. But if you don't have those, I'll take the Kit Kat, the family size, the big one. Look, anything else? Yep, it's some water. Let me get that diet water.
To wash all of that down. Chauncey agrees with you, DT, on our talking text line. Chauncey says, saw it. Breathtaking. Worth every penny.
Telly, I am telling you. Thank you, Chauncey. And you know, Chauncey, he's one of our, how do I say this? He's not easily influenced. Chauncey gonna tell you, for Chauncey to say
true.
Worth every penny, that I'm telling you, that movie.
Yeah. If it was garbage, Chauncey would say it was garbage. So yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
He'd be like, oh, DT, I don't know what Wicked you saw, but see, Chauncey finally agrees with me. I'm telling you.
So let me ask you this. I know how you feel about movies and stuff like that. And you saw the movie, play or the movie?
Telly, that is probably the best question. to ask. That's why I know you an Emmy Award, because I'm telling you, nobody has asked. Almost gave it away. There's a surprise in the movie. Chauncey, you already know. If you're familiar with the Broadway musical version of Wicked, when I tell you there's a great surprise in the movie, you already know. But Kiana on our True Talk and text line said you forgot your nachos. Thank you, Kiana. And don't forget my nachos. Anywho. Thank you, Kiana. Telly. I don't know, for real. That's it's a tie.
Okay. Wow. Now that's saying something, because I'm going to give you an example. Long time ago, when my girls were, you know, much younger, we went to New York and I took them to see Aladdin on Broadway. And I was probably more intrigued than everybody. I was like, this is great. Now, I know for a fact, would I go to the movies to see Aladdin? Probably not. But the play was off the chain. So I know the difference between, you know, live theater, you know, stage plays versus movies. Movies can take away or it can enhance sometimes. So that's why I asked, like, you know.
Now, I know we got to take a break, but here's what I will say, Telly. So that we can, I'm going to say this and we're going to go to break. So Ricky, get ready, because I don't want to get slaughtered when I say this, especially for our theater junkies that are listening. I'm only going to say that the movie version of Wicked was a tie, because I don't want to take away from what it takes to perform live in front of an audience on stage.
Yeah.
But this is where Ricky hit the button when I say this, because I know I'm about to get on the YouTube message board. If I really had to pick, the movie was better. All right, you're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Look, it's Friday Eve, y'all. Let's go ahead and keep it 100, because we're not working on Wednesday. A lot of us going to be driving or traveling somewhere, flying, taking a boat, maybe even swimming. But
yeah.
Wednesday, if you're an employer and you got your folks working on Wednesday, I would expect the bare minimum.
I was going to say, don't expect maximum effort here.
Not at all. Like, bare minimum. Like, clocking in, sitting there, and complaining the whole time that you got to be at work while you got to be at work. That's what you're going to get from your team members.
Right. Right. Hey, DT, I want to shout out Jeff at 72 on our YouTube message board. He says, good morning, DT and Telly. I want to thank Telly for speaking to me yesterday at the car wash. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I was, you know, cleaning out my daughter's car, because guess what? She's not going to do that. And now I know his name. Jeff rolled up and was like, hey, I listen to you and DT every morning. And that was pretty cool. He's like, I ain't want to bother you. I was like, no, you're not bothering me. Now, if you just ran up and started, you know, you want to give me your demo tape or something, then yeah. Because I can't do nothing with that.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Why Telly just tell how old he is? Telly, they don't give out demo tapes.
They don't give out demo tapes.
CDs. No, but I like,
they don't even do that no more. They get demo Telly links. I'm like, yeah, here's my link. You be like,
Telly said demo tape, y'all, a week. Like it was 1992. Look, you're right. I feel, look at Jeff. He's laughing. Demo tape? They don't even give out CDs. They don't even... And the way you said it with such conviction. As long as you'll come with me with no demo tape.
No,
Telly, I guarantee you, no one, even if they wanted to, will present you with a demo tape. What you going to play it on?
That is so true.
What you going to play it on, Telly?
That is so true. You know what? I can't even find where I can play a DVD.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now that you say something. I came
We're going to take the word.
Go ahead.
Look, Truth Nation. Okay, so Telly, we're going to take the word tape.
You're going to take
it. We're going to put it in a box.
Okay.
And we're going to throw that box in Lake Michigan, okay?
You know, I say that because that's the type of language I do use on weekends when teams watch the game tape. They still call it game tape or game film. So, but yeah, you're right. When it comes to a demo tape, yeah, I may need to throw that in Lake Michigan.
you and my dad can throw away. So along with the tape word, my dad will say things like, well, you know, I was talking to my boy Roland, and you know, we was on the phone for like an hour, man. That was long distance. Dad, stop right there. Dad,
that old.
I was like, Dad, when's the last time you received a phone bill that had itemized listings of phone calls that you made? When's the last time, Dad? It's gone. Okay. Long distance. I need you to take that and put that in the word. Put that in the box with Telly's tape word. Okay. Cause there's no long distance anymore. Thank you so much.
Right.
Let's proceed.
Where can you play a DVD?
I mean, you could probably go on like Amazon or eBay. Is anybody selling a DVD player? Telly wants to play. go to our
Truth
Talking Text line.
I mean, because you can't even do it on your laptop anymore. They don't even have it where you could put a disc in anymore.
Now, I will say this. In my car, I have a CD changer in my car. And my car is a 2019.
Okay.
So I don't know what year most auto manufacturers cut off the installing the CD player.
Yeah.
But my car is a 2019 and you could throw some CDs in there.
All right.
As long as your car has Bluetooth, I think you're okay. Like if you still drive a car that doesn't have Bluetooth, you won't be able to take any teenager or somebody with the number two in their age.
Where's your Bluetooth? Where's your aux cord?
What? You ain't got no Bluetooth up in here? What is this?
I hate this car.
This car's stupid.
Why your car ain't smart?
Look, that's exactly how they talk too. This car is stupid. God, this car. I hate this car.
So
how even cars no Bluetooth?
Now, do you know the type of shock value it would be for a kid to get in a car that they had to literally roll the window down like we had to back in the day? They'll be like, no way. You guys did what?
The way that these ungrateful bread snatchers talk to us if we don't have the most recent technology. And like I was saying to both of my kids, because, you know, Darren, he's 26. Dominique is 29. They act like I'm 80 years old, Telly, when we're like, I'm like, okay, can y'all just help me set this thing up on my laptop? Mom,
it's not
all you
hard.
Gotta do. Just click on that and then do go here. And then I'm like, stop. Wait a minute. Why are you rushing? Hold up. They make me feel so stupid.
Don't you love the all you got to do? It's like, well,
all
if that's all
do.
I had to do, I would have, I think I would have figured it out.
It's the big sigh for me. What do you mean you don't, like, Mom, like you said, all you got to do, I'm like, you know what? Get out of my face. I'll just go to YouTube.
Like, you know what? I'm good.
Because you wasn't saying that when you needed somebody to pay for that cell phone you got in your hand, but that's neither here nor there, right?
Correct.
See, Mom, you do that all the time. You got to just throw it in her face and we just ask you.
Ask you one
thing. Anywho, we got a great show for y'all. We're going to be talking about a number of hot topics. And yes, we are bringing to you another episode of MPS in The Restless here in Milwaukee. Some critical decisions have been made by MPS. We want to give you those updates. And also, how did the Milwaukee public school system do on the state report card? How'd they do? We're going to talk about that. But really quick, I want to just bring this to your attention, Telly, Ricky, and Truth Nation. We've been talking a lot about the post-general election outcome, President-elect Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated as the 47th president on January 20th. So literally in about 2 months, the world will witness the 47th president being inaugurated in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Now, what is interesting is that this, or in 2025, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday is also on January 20th.
Mm.
So you're going to have President-elect Donald Trump put his right hand in the air, put his left hand on the Bible, commit to the country, to the world, to the free world, that he will protect and serve and honor the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera, while we are also as a country celebrating Dr. King's legacy. How do you feel about that, Telly?
Man, for a person that don't believe in coincidences that often, man, what a coincidence. I'm looking forward to see how this country will celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's Day that day. Will there be very little mention? I know he won't mention it. He meaning Trump, who will become the 47th president. But I'm real curious because it's Washington. It's where the March on Washington took place, and you know, basically that's going to be the backdrop, you know, the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Memorial. Is it the Washington Memorial or Lincoln Memorial? One of them. But anyway.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Because that was a whole controversy because it was apparent, you know, like when they first built the monument for King, some folks got uncomfortable because it appeared as though King was looking directly right at Abraham Lincoln, because, you know, the monument, he has his arms crossed.
Yes, yes, he does.
And so the controversy was,
he was
staring at President Abraham Lincoln, who, you know, the country and the world feels as though Abraham Lincoln abolished slavery from the Emancipation Proclamation.
I didn't know that was a deal. Yeah, wow.
Oh, man, like it almost got delayed. It was such a big deal. There were so many people that even some of the King family members complained. They were saying that it was too controversial. It didn't look good for the country to have, you know, what one of the most notable, if not the most notable civil rights advocate leader in America with his arms crossed to be looking at the president who has often been attributed to abolishing slavery. Oh yeah, it almost didn't even happen. That's how big of a deal it was.
Wow.
Financial reasons and cosmetic purposes. That monument almost
But what's so crazy though, the only thing they did was probably just turn it the other way.
This is America. When we come back, Telly, I want to get your reaction because Bernice King, the youngest daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, says that she is fine. She's okay with the presidential inauguration of Donald J. Trump taking place on the same day of her late father's national holiday. So when we come back from break, we're going to tell you why Bernice King, daughter of MLK Jr., has no issues. And as a matter of fact, she's glad. Stay locked in. We'll give you more about that, along with other hot topics, including MPS and the Restless updates on the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank you to Associated Bank for being a founding partner of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black-owned businesses. Be sure to tune into Jammin' with Juice at noon on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday as they interview Black entrepreneurs and encourage you to buy local on Small Business Saturday. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC, buy Black on Small Business Saturday.
And Truth Nation, everyone's favorite holiday tradition, Black Nativity by Langston Hughes, returns for its 9th annual musical production celebrating the power of the Black family. It runs for one weekend only from December the 5th through the 8th at the Marcus Center's Wilson Theater. So tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Wednesday as we will be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Black Nativity on every show. Yes, every show, including Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, will be giving away a pair of tickets to see Black Nativity on Wednesday. So to purchase tickets to see Black Nativity, visit blackartsmke.org. That's going to be an exciting play. And speaking of celebrations, I mean, I can't remember when I haven't celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, which is a national holiday. It's a federal holiday, which will take place on the same day of the 47th presidential inauguration. Now, Bernice King, who is the youngest daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., recently shared with a publication known as The Independent why she's, and I'm quoting Telly, glad that President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration is scheduled to take place on the same day. This was her quote. I'm glad that if it was going to happen, it happened on the King holiday because King is still speaking to us. And again, this came from Bernice King during an interview with the digital publication known as The Independent on Saturday. Now, Bernice King also urged Americans not to retreat or recoil following Trump's election win over Kamala Harris. She goes on to say, and I quote, we have to commit ourselves to continuing the mission of protecting freedom, justice, and democracy in the spirit of my father, again, who is Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And that's end of the quote. Now, King has gone after Trump and his supporters on a number of occasions in recent months. And she knocked the president-elect for his absolutely not true claim that he drew a larger crowd at his rally on January 6, 2021 than her father did for his I Have a Dream speech at the National Mall in 1963. Did you know that, Telly?
I heard
that Trump claimed that more people, yeah.
And what's even more comical is the fact that he called January 6th a rally. You know what?
You
Maybe we should have a rally on January 20th.
It's going to be an interesting day because now let me ask you this, and I want to ask the question to Truth Nation as well. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Do you have any issues or angst or just discomfort, like what, with the presidential inauguration of Donald Trump taking place on the same day as the national federal Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday? We'll start with you, Telly.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have a problem with it because we shouldn't expect Donald Trump to do anything more than what any other president would have done or expected more. Meaning, when President Biden got inaugurated, if it was on Martin Luther King's holiday, like, would we expect him to do something different? Probably not. I mean, we just assume that, you know, President Biden is, you know, very respectful of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and would have done something. But I don't think it's up to us to expect him to do anything differently than what he would normally do. I do feel like it's very ironic that it is on the same day.
Yes.
I think it's very ironic. How ironic it is, or it's going to be. I mean, I guess, of course, like everybody else, we're going to have to wait and see. But I don't necessarily have a problem with it because, again, I don't know what we expect him to do or what we would expect other president-elects to do.
Well, on our Truth Talking text line, Alfonso says, isn't hate forbidden in the Bible, though even Trump pushes hate? Alfonso also says, Abraham Lincoln's famous words is, if you don't own slaves, you are nobody. Mm. Now, I'm not familiar with these quotes.
Yeah.
And here, I will just say this, because I don't want to go down a rabbit hole regarding the Bible. But I will say this, the Bible is made up of the Old Testament and the New Testament. So when it comes to certain subject matters, a lot of folks want to go to the Old Testament and they forget about the New Testament. But yeah. but hate, it is in, what's my guy? One of the disciples, the famous kiss, the Judas kiss. It's too early, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All I'm going to say this is hate is in the Bible. Homosexuality is in the Bible. Now, in terms of how people interpret that, but a lot of the subject matters that people will say, you know, oh, there's the Old Testament and there's the New Testament. And it may not be promoting something, but there's definitely a variety of scriptures that focus on decision making based on envy, jealousy, and hatred towards even their own brother. So yeah, hate's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's that generational curse. Black people, we gotta quit. You know, like, remember back in the day? Well, you know, the Bible says that you ain't supposed to put dirt in your mouth. Where? How? What scripture? Like, we've been doing that as a community. We'll take certain scriptures and then we'll kind of like make it our own.
It's, oh,
like,
yeah. Or only do half of it, or just give you half of the scripture and be like, yeah, you know. And then it's like, you wait a minute, what's the other part? It'd be like, well, we ain't focusing on that. We just going to focus on the part that we want, you know, that sounds good to us.
Part of our culture, generational curse, again. Going back to the subject matter at hand.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel about it. Why? Because I do think it takes, here's the reality. Is this the first time a presidential inauguration has taken place on the same day as the King holiday? My immediate reaction is going to be no. However, we all know the realities that are associated with the outcome of this election. There are many people who feel that this country is more divided than it was during the civil rights movements, during the Jim Crow era. There are a number of Americans who feel that way, and they've been very vocal about it. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't we have the presidential inauguration on the 13th? You got a whole week before the 13th, and then we can fully recognize, because what's so ironic is that you're going to have a number of people who voted for Trump based on their beliefs that if a woman of color would have became president, it would further disposition white men and white men's power. Remember, we played that audio clip, mm-hmm, where the older white man said, I simply voted for Trump for one reason. And that was because I was starting to see people of color, or his terms, minorities, growing in numbers. And I didn't want our power to be dispositioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it interesting that you're going to have a number of people that will attend President-elect Trump's, well, you can call him that too, inauguration on a same day where an advocate of equality and integration and love for one another, loving your fellow brother, no matter what color, creed, religious affiliation, that to me is where it gets a little problematic.
Yeah.
You're going to have people who literally get paid, who will get a paid holiday and will go to D.C. to cheer on Donald Trump and have no respect, desire, or interest in building a brotherhood or sisterhood with somebody who doesn't look or think like them. That's where it gets problematic for me.
Great point. That's definitely a different lens to look through, and I mean valid points and valid reasons to back how you feel. I looked up, DT, has there ever been an inauguration on the King holiday? And President Ronald Reagan's inauguration at the U.S. Capitol in 1981 was the first time the ceremony was broadcast live on the internet and the first inaugural that fell on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So 1981. So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's a great fact to understand. So why is it that we got to have, what happened to the 13th? That's a whole day. When we come back, we want to hear from you, Truth Nation. How are you feeling about President-elect Donald J. Trump's inauguration being held or scheduled to be held on the same day as the King holiday? 833-212-1017. Are you okay with it? Does it even matter? Is it a big deal? Or no, that's not a good look for me or this country. Let us know how you feel. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, is College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live Uncommon and Educators Credit Union, achieving more together.
And Truth Nation, it is Monday, November the 25th. Can you believe that? It's already the 25th of November.
Man.
We're in the midst of getting ready for Turkey Day. Now, before break, we were talking about Bernice King, who is the youngest daughter of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., recently sat down with a digital publication known as The Independent, where she revealed that she's glad that the upcoming Trump inauguration lands on her dad's holiday, which again is Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. She says, quote, "I'm glad that if it was going to happen, it happened on the King holiday because Dr. King is still speaking to us." She then goes on to say that she knocked the president-elect Donald Trump for his absolutely not true claim that he drew a larger crowd at his rally on January 6, 2021 than her father did for his I Have a Dream speech on the National Mall in 1963. Now, on our YouTube message board, we got a lot of reactions coming in. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel. Just simply go to youtube.com, open up your YouTube app, subscribe, search and subscribe to 101.7 The Truth, and you'll see Telly and I right now on our YouTube message board. Jasmine says, interesting, it's January 20th. Could we do it on the 19th instead? I'm with you, Jasmine, on that one.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Telly, I'm good with it being on. Well, no, I'm not good with it being on the 20th. I'm trying to understand whoever is scheduling the inauguration. Why couldn't it have been on the 13th?
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what the logistics are. And you got to know that Trump is going to ask for a lot of special things that probably other president-elects, including himself, the first time didn't ask for. And, you know, he has a fetish for other world leaders. And I wouldn't be surprised to see our military and, you know, walking the streets like they do. And, you know, for other leaders or dictators in other countries. But with Bernice, I mean, but DT, you want to talk about a lob, a great alley-oop if you are Donald Trump? Isn't that a perfect time if you were about unity and you were about being together? I mean, being inaugurated on that day, the person that, I mean, the only person, the most famous person to advocate for civil rights to ever have lived, let's be real. And so it would be a great opportunity, but I mean, we all know he's not interesting in that. I'm interested in that. But during the break, we were doing some talking and doing some research, and President Barack Obama's second term, it fell on Martin Luther King's holiday, and he used the Reverend's Bible to take his oath into office and to honor Dr. King during his second term. So, you know, that's a very powerful thing. Like, of course, we don't think that Trump would do something like that. But I mean, it is a great day. And it's a day every year that we are reminded of, you know, how far we've come, but also how far we still got to go.
I agree. And I will be curious to see if Donald Trump recognizes Dr. King in his inauguration remarks as he addresses the country. Even just a, you know, as I stand here before each of you as Americans, and behind me is the, like, anything, just even if it's 2 seconds, but I don't know. We'll see. If I were a gambling person, I'm going to bet that Trump does not recognize Dr. King in his inauguration address to the country. Not really a city girl says, I agree, Telly. Alfonso, I think that's Al. We're going to read his comments from the YouTube message board. We come back from this break. We're going to also, when we come back from break, get into the MPS and the Restless most recent episode. So stay locked in. We get ready to share your thoughts, your feelings, your perspectives. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. It's Monday, y'all. Let's get it. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.